The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 7th of August, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, get ready for more changes over at Facebook when it comes to pages this time. Yeah, they've decided it needs a little bit of redesigning. So, apparently it will make it easier to interact with local businesses. What we're going to be seeing is tweaks to the layout of the business pages on the mobile version, making for the consumer's life a little bit easier. Say you want to book a table or something at a restaurant. Well, you can easily book that reservation through the Facebook app page then. Also, Facebook is telling us that the redesign actually will look different for every page. So, it doesn't look like the same template used over and over and over. Meaning like local services, say a TV show page, these kind of things are all going to look a little bit different. Now, these aren't all the changes Facebook announced yesterday. There's also going to be an expansion of its jobs platform with the addition of a new local section. And plus on top of that, the job application tool, well, now it rolls out worldwide. Ah, movie pass. Yeah, we were just talking about them last week, you know? They're about ready to go down the toilet. Yeah, somebody's got their hand on the toilet handle right about now, I think. Remember we were saying they weren't going to let you watch the latest and greatest movies anymore? Well, let's try this one on for size. Now it's going to limit users to just 3 movies a month. Doesn't matter what you see, you only get to see 3. Now, those of you on movie pass are going, wait a minute here. The current policy allowed us to see a movie a day. Well, not anymore, starting August 15th. Now, probably the reason for this is they checked their account at the end of July and they went, whoa, we got no money. And that isn't stretching the truth. They don't have any money. They've actually had to go and borrow here, there, and everywhere just to keep afloat. Plus, if you're wanting to try out MoviePass thinking it was $9.95 a month, no more. Yeah, that's went up to $14.95 a month now. That is if you actually still wanted to watch 3 movies a month. Those of you on the $9.95, apparently you're going to stay there, at least for the time being. Yeah, it just pushed the handle down already. It's over. And finally, oh, for all of our narcissists out there, I don't think there's many on this show, but you might want to tell a friend that you just can't stand. That Air Selfie 2 flying camera drone, it's out. Yes, this is the drone that follows you around in all your narcissistic glory. It'll take selfies of you left, right, down, and you can imagine. And yes, you heard me correctly at first, this is a thing, and it's on sale now. You can actually find it at Amazon. And if you're in the U.S., you can find it at Best Buy. That is, you can still find one open. Now, those of you not familiar with this piece of equipment, it's a pocket-sized flying camera. It actually made its debut at the Consumer Electronics Show back in January. But unlike other drones, this one focuses on you. Yep, shooting pictures and videos of you all day long. It just follows you around. All right, I know it's a tech show. Let's get into the details. It has a 12-megapixel camera for full high-definition photos and videos, and it has a 400-milliamp-hour lithium polymer battery. Not much, is it? Nope, you're only going to get narcissism for 5 minutes at a time. But unlike the Air Selfie 1, the Air Selfie 2 has 16 gigabytes of memory on board. Again, probably not enough memory for your ego. Oh yeah, the price. Forgot about that. $200. Alright, I'll stop now. I'm probably going to get enough hate mail as it is. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can send your hate mail there too, by the way. Check us out on our official website, britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you find all of our wonderful podcasts or blog reviews. It's all over there. Find us on our social media places too. That's Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. You can send hate messages there too, by the way. And don't forget about our lovely BTN community. That's where the fun is. You should be a part of it. Come join us, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at you on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.